Global share markets are in the midst of the deepest shock since the global financial crisis 10 years ago, as the coronavirus and an oil price crash panic investors. At one point, Wall Street plunged a massive 8% following similar heavy selling across Europe, with Australian shares heading lower too. This morning, the Prime Minister's outlined some of his thinking about how the government's responding in its soon-to-be-unveiled stimulus plan. Qantas has revealed to the market it's reducing capacity by almost a quarter for international flights, grounding most of its A380 fleet, and that its chief executive, Alan Joyce, will draw no salary for the rest of the financial year. For the details, I'm joined now by our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Pete, good morning. It's been a frantic night on global markets. What's happening?
Well, good morning, Sabra. This is all about fear and uncertainty, the rapid spread of the coronavirus, and whether frozen business and industrial production in China will go global. And that's reflected in an oil price collapse driven by plunging demand and an oversupply of oil right around the world. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was actually suspended for 15 minutes after furious selling at the open. There was an automatic measure introduced after the 1987 Black Monday market crash, when shares fell 25% in a single session. The Dow crept back to close 7.8% weaker, and now both the Dow Jones and the S&P 500 have suffered their worst same-day percentage loss since December 2008, the height of the global financial crisis. Earlier, investors also ran for the exits across Europe, London, Paris and Frankfurt plunging more than 7%. That's after similar losses in Australia yesterday, where $136 billion in value was erased. The Australian share market opened about an hour ago. The All Ordinaries Index was initially down 3.75% in early trade, but those losses have trimmed back to be 0.5% lower as sellers take a bit of a breather and take in the global fallout.
Now, Peter, the oil price crash is a big factor here. What's going on?
Well, Sabra, the world's top oil producers, Saudi Arabia and Russia, are in the midst of a price war, refusing to cut production despite falling global demand because of coronavirus. And so now there's a risk that the world will be overwhelmed with too much oil. West Texas Intermediate crude has collapsed around 30% to $31 a barrel. So the likes of Chevron plunging 14% on Wall Street, and the outlook for a global recession and fewer people travelling had the airplane maker Boeing down 33%. And just this morning, as you mentioned at the top, Qantas has announced it's making further cuts to its flights, reducing capacity by almost a quarter over the next 6 months. Bigger cuts in Asia. And the new Brisbane to Chicago route will be put on hold. Domestically, flights will be cut for both Qantas and Jetstar. Eight of the airline's A380s will be grounded, with CEO Alan Joyce seeing a, quote, sudden and significant drop in demand for flights because of coronavirus. Mr. Joyce says the Qantas workforce has already been asked to take paid leave, holidays and long service leave, but if redundancies might be unavoidable if the virus isn't contained within 6 months.
We believe that the amount of paid leave that we have, because we've been around for 100 years, we can allow people to take this schedule hit, 2,000 people, to manage that with paid leave. If we run out of paid leave, then we have to look at other mechanisms. And that's why we're asking our people as best they can to take unpaid leave to avoid us having to get to that situation. We have plenty of paid leave to avoid redundancies, we think, for 6 months. But if this situation was to get worse and it was to be longer, then the situation would obviously change. And this will be a survival of the fittest.
That's Qantas Chief Executive Alan Joyce there. And Peter, the Prime Minister's outlined some of his stimulus plans in a speech this morning.
Yes, so the government's stimulus package, which could start at around $10 billion, will have a couple of big targets: measures to keep consumers and households spending rather than paying down debt, with money to pensioners and New Start recipients. But the PM is also urging business to take on heavy lifting, fast-tracking the payment of bills to small businesses, calling on businesses to do what it takes to keep workers on the job, even though some may be forced to work from home. Qantas is an example of this, as a big company under a lot of pressure. Let's have a listen to some of what the Prime Minister had to say.
We need you to support your small business suppliers by paying them promptly. Pay your suppliers not just in time, but ahead of time, especially now. You want to know what you can do to keep Australians in jobs, keep businesses in business, and support Australia through this crisis? If you're a large business, go back to your office today, pay your supplier invoices, and commit to pay them even faster for the next 6 months. That is what sticking together looks like. How you support your customers, your suppliers, your employees during the next 6 months and potentially beyond will say more about your company, your corporate values, and the integrity of your brand than anything else you've likely done as an organisation.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison speaking in Sydney earlier today. Well, one man who's seen this level of fear close up is the former Labor Treasurer Wayne Swan, who stared down dire consequences in 2008 after the collapse of the Lehman Brothers investment bank sparked the global financial crisis and falling dominoes right around the world. Back in 2008 and 2009, Mr. Swan and the then Prime Minister Kevin Rudd pumped tens of billions of dollars into the economy. And Mr. Swan told me that the current government needs to act decisively and to find ways to get consumer spending.
We had this sinking feeling as we watched the dominoes around the world fall. We had known for some months that we were in for a serious recession. But as time went on, that deepened internationally. Fortunately, we had some planning over a six-month period, and we were in a position to take some of the very big decisions. But when we took those decisions, we had no idea just how bad events were to turn.
And just personally, how much fear was in the room at that time?
Oh, I think it's fair to say that we were contemplating not just a recession, but something bigger than that. So we knew that we had to move quickly, and if there was some doubt, do more rather than do less.
Are we approaching that sort of crisis now with the rapid spread of the coronavirus?
If governments don't get a grip and look like they're fully in control, you could get such a damaging impact on confidence that even more measures will be required.
That's the former Labor Federal Treasurer, Wayne Swan, and he was speaking there with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.